Hey, this is Glenn. Welcome to another episode of Difficult Questions. This one, what do you do if your friend does bad things? This is on the back of P. Diddy getting his house raided for human trafficking, Danny Masterson and Ashton Kutcher, but it doesn't necessarily have to be about abusing women. It could be about robbery, or it could be about some other nefarious activity. I notice in this country now, especially, we lead with this moral ideal, but we kind of forget the reality of community. And I just wanted to explore that, because what do? You've built a relationship with somebody and then they do something wrong. Do you distance yourself from them? And then if you find out that someone you know is friends with someone that you thought did something bad or is in the news for doing something bad, do you distance yourself from them? And for how long? And what is the situation? And what I found in my life is I have this ideal. My grandfather and my parents told me I just needed to be a good citizen, a good human being. And I quickly realized that being a good friend and being a good citizen might come into conflict, especially if your friends were doing things that you or your parents didn't agree with. And so I've kind of spent my life isolating myself and not being affiliated with anybody. I always say I speak for myself. But that has meant that I really have no community. So I've lived the reality of the ideal, and I found that it's not so sustainable. At some point, you have to ally yourselves with somebody. You have to be part of a group, and you can't be responsible for that person's actions always. And what do you do if they mess up? Because we are humans. And we'll get into my background specifics, but I just kind of want to explore that, because again, I just walk away, which makes my life very lonely. I always say I'm a comfortable outsider. At the same time, I'm working with trying to solve homelessness across the US. So I'm meeting people that are in front of my face now that have maybe had some questionable life choices in the past. And what I've come to know is, for me to help them now to get them on a positive path, their past cannot come into play. But then some people say, well, what if they did this? What if they did that? What is their penance? And they're just, you shouldn't affiliate with those people. But then those people always are the unwashed and then will never succeed. So at some point, someone needs to re-embrace them. And it's that whole born again type model, born again Christian, you've been forgiven. And what does that look like? So when I was growing up, my dad would always talk about his uncle, who I never met, and how he was a police officer, but how he would do some pretty corrupt stuff. So early on in my life, I had this idea, this personal family member that was a corrupt cop, like a bad, good, the movie stuff. And I just thought, well, how do you roll that in as a family to what you're doing now and wanting to be a good citizen and not do that? And when we always, especially when my dad always referenced him, it was kind of in the funny story. Well, he was doing this illegal stuff, but it's in the past, so it's funny. And okay, yeah, I get it, because we all need to digest things. And humor as a way to process bad things, but he still did bad things. So, and we still don't agree with that. So how do you have that divide? And in talking with people and knowing that they may have done bad things, I have this switch in my head that says present, past, and the past had nothing to do with the present. And we just move forward. And my views of you have everything to do with my interaction with you moving forward. It's very, I guess when I met people in Alcoholics Anonymous and they would relapse, well, you're always welcome and your start date is today. And you don't ever lose face or lose status because you relapsed. Your day starts now. And I just wonder, that's actually for me the most impressive model, and one I try to engage with. But just another example of me walking away from people. We talk about this male coercion into relationships with women. And when I was young, and young men get into this thing of coercion. Oh, can I kiss you? Well, what if it's just hugging or whatever it is. And there's that model of the sex drive. And I was putting the realities of being intimate with someone for the first time with the ideals of what you should do. And a lot of times as a kid, as a young man in teenagers, I couldn't fit them together. So I just kind of decided that the ideals were the way to go and I would never get myself into the specifics. So I kind of turned myself off. I say I've been dead in the ice since 1992 because I found, and 92 was the year I graduated high school, because I found those interactions to be ultimately frustrating. And I had some friends that were very coercive and openly coercive in trying to get women to first base or second base or third base, you know, all those standards. And I just thought, well, I can't have any part of that. So I just kind of would kind of walk away from those people. And I've done that with drugs and alcohol. I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't do anything. But I've had friends that even when marijuana was more illegal than it is now, people would say, well, we're going to be doing this at this party. And I know, Glenn, that you're invited, but you're not going to like what we're doing. So then I just wouldn't go. And now, because I've been hit by so many cars, what I'm opening myself up to is seeing how bad people are in driving and how many mistakes they make and how we, because we love cars so much, how we forgive them. And I actually had a friend tell me about the time that she was driving drunk and actually hit somebody and did a hit and run. And I just think, well, I mean, I've been hit by cars, so that's really hard for me to separate and forgive. But she's in front of my face right now. She's not drinking and driving now. She's not doing hits and runs now. Is there a penance for that? Do I just cut all ties with people that drive badly, because you could really hurt somebody and people really do get hurt. But with cars, we love them so much and have embraced them so much, we have forgiveness. So if you hit someone with a car, most likely your friends will view that as an accident. But if you shoot someone with a gun, you're a bad dude, right? And you're still doing damage to people. You're doing physical damage to people. And one is seen as a crime and the other is seen as an accident. And I just think, wow, okay, what do we do with that? So many times I have come into a place where my ideals don't align with a person. And I just say, well, that doesn't matter. What our interaction in front of us matters, but I'm still not going to hang out with you. And I don't say that, but I don't hang out with them. When I moved to LA, a lot of LA is networking. And whenever I walk into a space, you know, you're present, but you don't know these people. You don't know their history. You don't know how they stand, on what they stand. I've run into a lot of people that see me and the way I look and decide that I'm one of them. And I'm not one of them. One of them, a lot of times it's kind of racist stuff, which I'm not into that. A lot of segregation. People see me and think, oh, he must be into the segregation. Or one person really decided that I would be on the side of hating Jews. He was Palestinian. I thought, what, how are we having this conversation right now? So people obviously have their ideals and they see people as supporting something, or they visually get clues. I look like someone that they think they can ally themselves with. But what I found is I can ally myself with everybody on the surface level and nobody deeply. And I'm always worried about the character assassination and careful about who I interact with and why, on what level. Like taking pictures with people that I don't know and for what reason. Like the promo pictures and the marketing pictures that people do. Hey, I'm with this celebrity, or hey, I'm with this cool person. I don't do that stuff because I've seen that in public purview. Oh, you took pictures with this guy. You must be friends with this guy. So there are two economies. One is the marketing economy, and the other is the allegiance economy. And they're fighting each other in pictures. What do you do? How does that work? So I don't know. What do you think? What do you do when your friends do bad things, or the people you know, or the people that you are recognized with do bad things? How do you separate yourself? Do you separate yourself publicly but still support them? What is the right thing? You know, we always talk about the stereotypical mother of a child that breaks the law. Does the mother support the law or the child or both? Or how does that work? I don't know. What are your thoughts? I haven't answered this. Thanks.